It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you have any sense at all?
Of course I don't. Monday on the Mike O'Mara Show, the hottest lesbian of 2008.
All right.
Will it be Chad or Oscar?
You had to get that in.
I promised I would.
Snacks of the round table. We don't know who it is because the contest is tomorrow night in Philadelphia, but you bet your butt we're going to be doing some research over the weekend to get some pictures.
Can't wait.
Also, Don Hanson. All it says is a dog whisperer.
Really?
I have no idea what it's about.
You'll want to turn up your radio a little louder that day.
It's going to be very high-pitched.
That's right.
Did he cure Beth Ann's dog's crouton nose?
Does Beth Ann still have her dog?
Does Beth Ann still work here?
I think she does. Hey, Beth Ann, do you still have your dog?
She answered a question earlier today that her dog's nose isn't as dry as it was. So has her dog.
I've got to pay attention more. I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah, come in. You know what? I've given it to you. You give it right back to me. Go ahead. I deserve it. I do.
Do I still have my dog? Let's go back to April 29th. Segment 3 of the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's right. We talked about your dog. Hey, listen. It's been busy today, you know? Come on. I had Paige Davis on the show. Sorry.
he's shaking.
He can't concentrate.
Does she still have a dog?
How are we doing with our big mother competition for next week?
We still need one more mom.
Down to one? And do we have some alternates and some extras? Because we ought to have a little padding.
We may need two more moms.
All right. The big mother contest next Thursday to celebrate Mother's Day.
Big mother.
We need one or two sassy moms, 7 to 8 months pregnant.
Or nine.
$1,000 on the line. If you would like to get involved in our big mother contest, all you have to do is send your email to Beth Ann. That's BethAnn at WJFKFM.com by May 5th. I like the I like the deadline.
Hey, I got a great idea.
What is your dog's name?
Bunny. I got her at Easter. Easter Bunny.
Bunny.
I have a great idea.
What's that?
If nobody has plans, let's all go out to eat at O'Mara's.
Oh, that's real nice. See, people
got
don't understand
back.
The depth of her cruelty.
What the hell?
It's unbelievable.
Right. Right. Do I have my dog?
This is it. You know
we
what?
We discussed it for 20 minutes.
You should save this for Argument Wednesday. You know, and then we can have those discussions like, you know, I would have remembered your dog if you were relevant. Let's be cruel.
Yes.
Yes, thanks, Mike. Fat Mike. Appreciate it.
Kids.
Of course I remembered your dog.
What's the opposite of Billy Bush? Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, hey, it's Billy Bush. Here I am, guys. Yeah, look at the diamond that I found out of poop. Beth Ann's dog poop. I found a big, brand new diamond in it. Life is fantastic.
Billy would say that. Mike would ask me, do you still have your dog?
Yeah. Hey, Beth Ann, I remembered your dog, and I only remembered it. I sent a picture at Christmas and at the dog's birthday. I am Billy Bush.
That's right.
All right. Anyway, big shows next week, including our Big Mother contest. And make sure we get that hot lesbian for Monday.
We will.
And have a good show, Beth Ann.
Keep your dial locked to your lactation station.
She's now back great. To the final. Oh, yeah, she's great. Tell me about it.
She's fun.
Final buzz of the afternoon right now.
An organization called USA Swimming has made it its goal to teach African-American and Hispanic kids how to swim. The group has just finished a first-of-its-kind study that shows that 60% of African-American kids don't know how to swim.
What is wrong with you?
And 56% of Hispanic children also do not swim.
I don't have a tape for that.
That's where Cullen Jones and Pablo Morales come in.
Hello?
Pablo?
This is Pablo. I can't come to the phone.
Why?
Why?
Because I'm at the bottom of the pool.
When my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio.
Hey, but I'm Billy Bush. I can swim.
Can you?
I'm going to swim to Cuba and liberate it. My horse has already won the Derby. Later, I'm going to clone Jesus.
That's terrific.
I can swallow fire, walk through walls, and have an X-ray vision.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
My dog can bark in 27 languages. Beautiful.
Because you are...
Billy Bush. Thank you, Buzz.
Pablo Morales is a Cuban-American who won Olympic medals for us in 84 and 92. He's now a coach in Nebraska. But he's throwing his support behind African-American Cullen Jones, who will now lead the USA Swimming effort to teach minority kids how to swim.
Okay.
Jones will make even more impact if he wins that medal for the U.S. this summer at the Beijing Olympics.
I'm not getting excited about it. I know they're starting to start the promos on NBC.
Hyping it up, yeah.
When is it, August? Is that when we're going to have the Olympics?
It's probably like 92 days from now, because remember last week it was 100 days until the Olympics.
Oh, that's very good. Very exciting, Rob. Yeah, I bet he'll be over there.
Of course.
Of course he will. It's the Olympics, the place to be.
He'll win 5 medals.
Yes, sir. And I also will teach all the Chinese, the entire population, all billions of them. I'm going to teach them how to speak English.
Billions.
Yes, billions, billions.
Is it true that you're going to be able to light the flame using the powers of your mind?
Absolutely.
Who are you?
I'm Billy Bush. Beautiful.
With the writer's strike over, our favorite scripted shows have been back a couple of weeks now, and all's right with the world. Or is it? We all went back to watching CBS's Monday night comedies and NBC's Thursday night comedies, but we have not returned so much to our favorite dramas. The ratings for CSI, Grey's Anatomy, Desperate Housewives, and even our beloved House are down 20%.
Okay, here's the reason.
Okay.
They've been on too long. I mean, really, they have been on too long. CSI, I don't watch it anymore.
Agreed.
Law & Orders, I really, you know, how many can you see? They've saturated us with so much of that.
Right.
You know, it's getting a fresh idea.
About House? Why is House down 20%?
Because the plot lines, this is really what I do believe.
All right.
The plot lines with House are so similar every week that it's going to have a short shelf life.
I haven't seen the similarity.
Yeah, not at all. That's why I think House has a much shorter shelf life.
That may be true. Well, the strongest theory, other than yours, is that viewers became frustrated with the interruption in the continuing storylines of their dramas and decided it just wasn't worth picking up where they'd left off.
Mm-hmm.
This has ABC scrambling for new comedies, and the other networks are shying away from dramas that were already on the bubble. They're also shying away from developing new dramas. Reality and comedy are selling right now. Drama, not so much.
I don't think I'm going to watch 24 either. I'm not that excited about it.
Really? I bet you do. When it comes around, yeah, because, you know, remember, it premieres at a real doldrums part of the schedule. And there's not going to be anything else to watch.
Will they do it? It's Sunday night again, right?
Monday.
It's Monday night.
It's never been Sunday.
Okay, I'm sorry, I forgot. Do you have a dog?
Yes, I do.
It's late in the week.
I know that every Sunday night, Mike, you watch The Wonderful World of Disney.
Beautiful.
And this talk of dramas brings us back to Boston Legal, which was apparently closer to the chopping block than any of us realized.
Really?
Every year, USA Today lists shows that are endangered on account of sketchy ratings.
Denny Crane.
Boston Legal is the show viewers most want to save.
One thing about Boston Legal, I'm not sure whether you agree with me
or
not.
All right, hit me.
But please, the characters are a little aged to be so sexually active.
I disagree.
It's beginning. Really, William Shatner starting to just, you know, I know it's a funny character.
It's a little creepy, isn't it?
It's starting to go into the land of creepy a little bit. Especially the more weepy his eyes get.
I bet you have less trouble with him than with Candace Bergen.
Candace Bergen still, though, is, I don't know. I mean, yes, she's, but everybody, you know, everybody at that office wants to bang her.
You and your double standard.
Yeah. You still think she's a hottie?
No, I never did.
Oh, you never liked her?
I said arid, extra dry.
Oh, okay. Because she really does look. Yeah. She's kind of almost like a man head.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at her ears and says she got big old Edgar Bergen ears.
I was going to say, got those big ears and also, like, lines. Like ventriloquist lines.
And no, I think in her day, I thought she was a turbo hottie. Yeah, but on Boston Legal, I love Candace Bergen as an actress, but, you know, having her in the same situations you would put, you know, it's weird.
In her day, but her day was VJ day.
Her day was Gandhi. That's when her day was over.
That's it? That was the end of the day?
I believe so, yeah.
I thought she was good when she did Saturday Night Live.
How long ago was Gandhi? I mean, how many decades
82.
Ago?
20, 25 years.
25 yeah. years right. ago.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. My day was a while back, too.
I disagree. Your day will come.
My day is right now.
Who are you?
Billy Bush. It's beautiful.
Finally, there's a guy in France who has nothing in his pants. A 66-year-old woman in northern France is being sent to prison, this woman is, for 12 years after having castrated her 39-year-old husband. Police... There he is. Police say she managed it by mixing medicine with a cocktail. He doesn't remember a thing. Maybe that's why he's being treated for psychological trauma at a local mental hospital. Well, that and the fact that police still haven't found it.
Ew!
Oh.
It was she who called for an ambulance, but authorities didn't buy her story.
Beth Ann McBride.
That her dog bit it off.
Hey, see, we were just talking about her dog.
Does she still have a dog?
I don't know.
Police didn't buy her story that the dog bit it off and ate it. Good night, everybody.
Oh, that's a happy story.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzzy. Our thanks to Paige Davis.
Hot.
Look for her on Trading Places, on the Learning Channel. Check your local listings. Also, Bear Grylls. Look for all new episodes of Man vs. Wild on the Discovery Channel. and eat more bugs, Bear. That's the key to success. And also Dr. James Capers. Look for him on another planet.
Under a butterfly nut.
His website is drjamescapers.com. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Billy Bush Radio Network. That's right, I own my own radio network, guys. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
For Beth Ann McBride, Rob Spiewak, and Mr. Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you life is a party, and our party will be located at the L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant.
Oh, you crafty.
18th Street Northwest, Northwest, in our nation's capital.
Beautiful.
We will see you at the party, and if we don't see you there, we'll see you back here on Monday. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.